tomorrow, Thursday the 15th of September at Alexander's Live, Led Into Zeppelin are performing. You can guess who they're a tribute band for. Ruth spoke to Chris Preston from the band in the last couple of days. We're going to hear that interview now. She started by asking him to explain a little about the history of the group.
Well, to cut it short, it goes back a long way. I first met Paul back in 2012, actually. I was playing with the band called Slack Alice at the Crew Blues Club in Warrington. And we're both huge fans of Led Zeppelin, and we swap notes and swap numbers. Then 5 years later, in 2017, I think it was, I was driving back from a gig in London, and he rang me. He'd put a band together, they'd fallen apart, and I wanted to get involved.
Amazing.
And then we've gone from cent to cent since then.
Yeah, and the rest is history. So how long have you been going?
We've been gigging since 2018.
Amazing. So you're playing at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, the 15th of September. Have you played there before?
Yeah, once. We played there about the same time last year.
Oh, cool. How did you find the venue?
It's great. It's the same man's brilliant. The atmosphere's brilliant.
Yeah, it really, really is.
It's a good place to play.
And what have you got in store for your set? What can the audience expect on Thursday?
All the greatest hits, basically.
Yeah.
Everything from rock and roll, Stairway, Kashmir.
Cool.
Whole lot of love.
Cool.
All the goodies.
Amazing. And you've played at some high-profile venues, haven't you? Tell us about where you've played and a little bit about your journey gigging.
I suppose one of the best ones we've done recently was the Cluny at Newcastle, which sold out. But yeah, we started in small pubs, basically.
Yeah, worked your way up.
And just worked our way up by word of mouth, I guess.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about your bandmates. Are you all like one big family? Tell us what you each do within the band.
We get on great. There's a drummer, Damon Ware, who I've known a long time since 1989. We used to play band together. So I dragged him in. The bass player's amazing, Pete Betts. I've known him a while from the blues scene, from the Slack Alice days.
Yeah.
He used to play with a band called Red Zoo. You know about Paul, and the keyboard player's a guy called Jason Scott Wilkinson, who's lives a fair way from us, but he was quite local to me at one time.
Yeah,
I know his dad, he's the youngest member.
Amazing. So it is like family vibe then, really.
Yeah.
So what have you got in store for the rest of 2022 and into 2023? Are you fully booked up?
Not fully booked up, no. But we've got some great gigs coming up, like the old fire station in Carlisle, it's coming up soon, Big Ice Blues Bar in Darwin.
Amazing.
One or two others. Work in Scotland at the beginning of next year at the Green.
Cool.
And Wimbledon.
Oh, wow.
There's a Holly Hotel and so on and so forth.
Amazing. Well, what's your personal history as a musician before Led Into Zeppelin came about?
I started playing guitar at age 5, I'm 62 now, so I've been playing forever.
Wow.
I started off playing local pubs and having local bands when I was 14.
Uh-huh.
Eventually ended up in a band called Slack Alice, who were quite on the blues scene. Played all the big blues festivals, what have you, like Matt Coleman and Greg Ness and all that. That ended sadly when our singer Chris Stocker passed away in 2016. Yeah, and then I did some work with a guy called Miguel Montal band in the band called. And after that, I've ended up with the Led Zeppelin boys.
Amazing. Yeah. So you never really stopped.
No, I've never stopped. No,
I love that.
No, I've taught in the past as well. I still, my parents have guitars and what have you.
Oh, brilliant. So you've got music in your bones, basically. So exactly. Lastly, Chris, how can people follow your movements online? Where can they look you up?
Well, you'll find us on Facebook.
Yep.
If you search Led Into Zeppelin, you'll find us on Twitter.
Yep.
And there's a website, www.ledintozeppelin.com.
Now that was Al Ruth speaking to Chris Preston from ledintozeppelin.com, who are performing tomorrow night at Alexander's Live. Tickets are still available through alexanderslive.com.